Yes, waste management, they're going to make money. If we approve, if the county ultimately approves this, waste management will make money. Well, they're going to make money regardless, but you need to look at the cost factor that we're putting on the folks who live here in Broward County, based upon what this decision is. You know, it's a tough one between a rock and a hard place. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Further discussion from the council before I go back to Commissioner Parnas? Commissioner Parnas?
We have to give the committee a chance to operate. What are their plans? I've listened to some of it, and they're looking for a place to build our own facility here in Broward County. Now, I don't know about your town, but I'm told that my garbage, the regular garbage, is transported now up towards Orlando. It doesn't go into our landfill. Other communities outside of Broward bring stuff to our landfill, but not my garbage from my city. And that landfill is in our city. It's across the street from Powerline. And my constituents in Century Village and in Crystal Lake bear the brunt of the odors when the wind changes. We can't ignore that. Adding another 24 acres is only going to make it worse for Coconut Creek and for Deerfield Beach. Don't those citizens count? If the system isn't working, Deerfield Beach does not have the highest per house value that other communities have, and part of that is if I was selling my apartment and the wind was going the wrong way, they would smell garbage. It has to stop. Adding 24 acres of more garbage, of which 10% is household garbage, isn't going to find a solution. Go to the meetings that the committee holds. Give them input. Get them to make a decision. The future is building our own facility so we can control what happens to it. Waste Management is a nice company. They're basically the only company. And until we find a solution, your garbage rate is going to continually go up. I haven't heard of them saying, well, let's be nice guys and reduce the cost to this city or that city or whatever. This is a serious problem, and we have two cities right now suffering. How many does it take before this council leaves it to the county commission by saying, we don't support expanding landfills? Find a better solution. Not we're going to give you the 24 acres, and maybe you'll find a solution this year, next year, the year after. The problem is now. And I cannot vote to approve an additional 24 acres of garbage, whether it be construction garbage with 10% household garbage or not. The problem is there. And as somebody said, the birds come to their neighborhood. Because with the hawks that they have, they still get birds that feed on the garbage. And those diseased birds now come into the neighborhoods. What is it going to take? Is it going to cost money? Yeah, what doesn't cost money? But we need a solution. This is not the solution. How can you recommend expanding a problem that sees no end? It's going to go up and up and up, and it's going to take more and more land. Oh, we're going to have to find a solution. Give the committee of the cities that are looking for a solution to our garbage problem an opportunity. If we say no, even if the county says no, what prevents them from coming back a year from now, 2 years from now, and asking for that land again?
Can we have that
answer? If the committee hasn't found a solution.
Is that a question? Do you want an answer to?
Yeah, I'd like an answer to that. if this could come back.
Lightbody, could you answer that question, please?
Sure. So if the county commission denies this land use plan amendment, their rules say that it cannot be refiled or heard for 1 year after, in the same form or similar form. So there would be a year pause if they deny it.
1 year from their.
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting is that our voting no doesn't stop the commission from going either way.
No.
It's their decision.
That's correct.
And I cannot seeing us looking at the problem and saying, let's vote yes and then let the county commission decide. The answer is for us to find a solution in Broward County.
Thank you, Commissioner.
This just adds to the problem.
Thank you, Commissioner.
And I'm upset that my garbage is transported all the way up to Orlando now. What happens if that landfill is filled? Is it going to go to where? Tallahassee? Georgia? The answer is find a solution now. Work with the committee. Let's look for our future, not the immediate.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Parnas. Commissioner Castillo.
I'd like to make a motion to transmit the following language to Broward County on this application. While we find no technical fault with staff's recommendation as a matter of urban planning, essential to the implementation of effective land use planning, we cannot recommend expansion of any landfill facilities within Broward County at this time.
I'll second that motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Castillo, seconded by Commissioner Parnas. I want, for the record, to understand, a vote in the affirmative is a vote for denial. Okay? Everyone understands that. So if you vote yes,
you're voting to deny.
Further discussion on the item. Mayor Lee.
Speaking on the motion, I think it's probably well-positioned, honestly, because even though, you know, the limited scope of our land use question here, would lead you to a recommendation for approval, finding, consistent with what the planning staff had recommended, I think there are much larger overarching questions on waste handling in Broward County. I understand also that, besides the waste-to-energy plant that is in the Hollywood Dania Beach area, this is the only other electrical generation land use that exists in the county. So it begs the question, what is the county's long-term plan? Is it going to be waste-to-energy? And if yes, this is the only other site that's zoned for that. I felt that the construction demolition debris aspect was not going to be handled by the working group. Maybe they can't ignore that. Maybe they, in their master planning, need to address construction debris. And maybe they'll say, we have no choice. You know, this landfill ought to be extended for its limited time because there is no, midterm solution for construction debris. And it needs to be, recycled to a certain percentage. No household waste at all, which will reduce the odor opportunity, perhaps. Maybe they'll limit the type of construction debris to be one that does not decompose, no organic elements. My point is there's probably, much bigger questions that need to be answered before we give the go-ahead on this, even though we're only a recommendation to the county commission. And if the working group finishes its work and in a year or two or three, there is a decision and it needs to come back, the same question, they can come back and request this same land use change, and if at that time that's consistent with the direction of the county, then perhaps that's a more appropriate time to answer this specific question.
Thank you, Mayor Levy. Do you have anything you wanted to add to that, Ms. Blakeboy?
Oh, I just about the electrical generation facilities. There's 5 locations throughout the county. I heard you say that this was the only one. I just wanted.
They were the only ones.
Oh, there's 2 at the Wheel Liberator. There's 1 in Southwest Broward near the landfill, and there's 1 at the port. So there's 5. Electrical generation facility sites.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Miriam, please call the roll. Again, let me reiterate, if you vote yes, you're voting in affirmative of the denial or the non-recommendation as was stated. Okay? Miriam.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Mr. Robert Breslow. Mayor Felicia Brunson. Commissioner Angelo Castillo?
Yes.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez? Mayor Rex Harden?
Yes.
Councilmember Denise Appleby-Horland?
Yes.
Mayor Josh Levy?
Yes.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas?
Yes.
School Board Member Ryan Reader?
Yes.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich? Mr. David Rosenau?
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan? Commissioner Beverly Williams? Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.?
Yes. The motion passes unanimously. Very thoughtful motion. Thank you. I want to say before you all leave, thank you very much for coming out, expressing your opinions. That's the way government works. We really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you all. Before you all get up and leave, Ms. Blake Ford. Hold it, guys, we're still in session. Excuse me a second. Excuse me a second, we're still in session.
Everyone, we're still having a meeting. Still having a meeting, please.
I just commented on how great you all were. Ms. Blake Ford.
No, actually, it wasn't a big deal. I just want to let you know we have your box lunches, so please don't leave without it. We're going to give them to you, so you can take your lunch to go on the road.
Thank you all very much for the thoughtful discussion this morning. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Any other matters before the board?
The next meeting's December 1st.
Next meeting's December 1st.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Halloween, everybody.
It's okay. I have no more to say.